Grace and peace through the name of Jesus Christ, the coming one. He'll come with the clouds to judge the living and the dead, our King, our Lord. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson, Jesus before Pontius Pilate, a time of judgment. We pray. Lord, your word is a lamp for our feet, your word's a light for our path. May your holy word ever shine brightly upon your church to teach us, to give us the truth that we are sinners, but we have salvation in your blood. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. What have you done? That, we might say, is the question of the day. What have you done? It's a good question for the last Sunday of a church year, a time of reflecting a little bit, a time of reflecting on this past church year. What have you done? It's the question that Pontius Pilate asked Jesus. What have you done, Jesus? Let's meditate a little bit on that question. What have we done? What have you done? What have I done this past church year? And then, more so, let us ponder, what has Jesus really done? First of all, what have you done? What have I done this past church year? For that matter, beyond the church year, the previous years too. The church year began back with Advent last December, and then we had Christmas, and then Epiphany, and then Lent, and Easter, and Pentecost season coming to a good conclusion today, the last Sunday of the church year. And so we do reflect a little bit on this past year and beyond. What have you done? What have I done? It's a good question because it really goes back to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were in the garden, and they sinned, and God came looking for them. And God asks, what is it that you have done? What have you done, Adam and Eve? What have you done, First Lutheran? What have you done, each individual person? What have you done? And what had Adam and Eve done? It's called sin. They had rebelled. They disobeyed. They ate the forbidden fruit. And now they're going to die. And so they are afraid. And they are ashamed of their nakedness, putting on fig leaves of all things. And they're hiding among the trees from God. What have they done? They have sinned. They're going to die. And they're scared. And so what have we done this past year? Well, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of our Lord, we could say, well, by His power, we have worshiped, maybe not so faithfully, but we've worshiped, we've heard the Word, we've communed, we've prayed. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we've tried to love our neighbor. We've tried to serve and help and forgive people. We've tried to be a good witness. But that's not really what we've done. That's really what the Holy Spirit has done through us. And we can't take credit for that. We give all the credit to the Holy Spirit who's done all that and kept us in the faith. What have we done? We're like Adam and Eve back in the Garden of Eden. The text takes us back to the beginning, this last day of the church here. We've sinned. Adam and Eve blamed people. Adam blamed God for giving him Eve. To blame God for giving you Eve. And Eve blamed the serpent. We don't blame people. We don't compare ourselves to people. We just confess our sin. And so we have sinned, we've rebelled, we've disobeyed just like Adam and Eve. We have not loved God with all our heart, soul, and mind. We hardly love God at all, if we're honest. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves, not at all. We just love ourselves too much to love our neighbor. And we've rebelled against the Ten Commandments. We've had a lot of other God besides God. We have our gods of football and pleasure and sport and job and money and football and sport and pleasure and ourselves. And we have misused God's name, the second commandment. We've cursed, we swore, we haven't called upon Him in prayer and praise. Some of us hardly praise God at all. And when's the last time you really pray? And we've broken the third commandment. We haven't remembered the Sabbath. And when we're actually sitting in a pew, we often don't participate and are lazy even in the pew. And there's apathy in the church all over. We all complain about it. Where's everybody at? Why don't they come anymore? So forth. We're apathetic. We're lazy. We have too many other things to do besides come worship God. And it's sin. And then we've not honored our mom and dad. We disrespect the authorities. We're all murderers because we've hated. And we hold grudges. You probably have a grudge in your heart right now. And you're mad at somebody right now. We've hated. We hold grudges. We won't forgive. And when we don't help people we can help. I'm too busy to help. Well, that's murdering the person then. If you don't help. And you're the priest that walks by the man that's beat up on the side of the road when the Good Samaritan has to help him. Murder. And we're all adulterers. We lust and lust and lust. And we have sex before we're married. And we have sex outside of our marriages. And we lust some more. We're all adulterers. What just King David? It's us too. Be honest. And we steal in many ways. And we bear false witness, the eighth commandment. We slander, we gossip, we lie, we exaggerate. We do it in the church. We stab each other in the back. We talk behind each other's back. We all do that. And then, oh, how we covet. 9 and 10 are about coveting, where we have a greed, a jealousy. We always want something more. Even at Thanksgiving time, we're not content. Oh, we may sing Thanksgiving hymns, but we're not really content. We always want something more and something more and something more. I'm not really happy. It's called sin. That's what we've done. And so we come to church all the time and confess it. And the life of the Christian is a broken and contrite heart that cries out, God, I am a wretch. And have mercy on my soul. Albert Einstein once said, two things are infinite. The universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe, but that might be my stupidity. Our stupidity, our sinfulness is infinite. It goes on and on and on. Lord, come to end it all and take me to paradise. A man called Domino's Pizza, true story. And he was upset and he called Domino's and said, you delivered my pizza, but there's no toppings on the pizza. There's no sauce, no cheese, no toppings. And the people at Domino's said, well, we're really, really sorry. We don't know sure what happened. And then a few seconds later, the guy says, never mind. I opened the pizza upside down. Now, there's a fool. We do a lot of things upside down and not just open pizzas upside down. We've turned the whole world upside down. The good world that God made, it was all good, right side up. We've turned it upside down by our evil living. Our sin, and nothing makes sense. And so we confess, and we confess some more. And we cry out as we do in our liturgy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Say it with me, Lord have mercy. But today we don't just ask what we've done, but we really want to ponder what has Jesus done. Now that's the real question to ponder and to meditate on. Yes, we do a little self-examining. That's good for us to self-examine. Then we're off of ourselves, though. And then we go to Jesus. And what has Jesus done? That's the question of Pontius Pilate. Jesus humbled himself and stood before Pilate, this pagan governor. And Jesus allowed Pilate to handle him and to deliver him over and to ask him questions. That's the love of Jesus for us. He's so humble. And our same Lord is among us today. And he allows us to be with him. He forgives us our sins. He's in the word, in the water, in the bread and wine. What a loving, humble Jesus. And he allows us to ask him, Jesus, what have you done? I'm like Pilate, what have you really done for me, Jesus? When there's suffering, there's death, there's evil, there's ISIS. What have you really done? What are you doing, Jesus? Well, what has Jesus done this past church year? Jesus says to Pilate, I have come to bear witness to the truth. That's important words. The phrase bear witness actually has the word martus in it, from which we get our word martyrdom. I've come to be a martyr for the truth. And you all know what martyrdom is. It's to die for something. He's telling Pilate, I have come to die for the truth. And God in his wisdom is going to allow you to put me to death. But only by his power and his love for the world. He's using you as a pawn, Pilate. But I've come to die for the truth, to be a martyr for the truth. And what is that truth? The great truth is that God does not loathe the world. God does not ignore the world. But God so loves the world. That's the truth that he died for. That God loves the world. That God's at peace with the world. God is reconciled to the world. You and I are reconciled to God in Christ by his death. His blood covers all of our sins. God does not count our sins against us. God's at peace with us. God loves us. God's our friend. If God is for us, who can be against us? That's the great truth. Our God cares and loves us and saved us. And Christ says, I have come to bear witness, to give my life for that. You might know it and never doubt it. What has Jesus done, Pontius Pilate? You proud governor of Rome, what has Jesus done? First, listen, you ask, what has he done? Well, never forget it. He's the Son of God who was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now that's love. Born of the Virgin Mary. Now that's love. Christmas. Never forget it, and don't you dare take it for granted. It's this Jesus who fed 5,000. He fed 4,000. He drove out demons. He healed the sick, opened the eyes of the blind, opened the ears of the deaf. He loved all people, liked all people. This is our Jesus. And he rode in on Palm Sunday on the donkey as king. He's the Jesus who was betrayed by Judas, arrested falsely, put on trial, accused wrongly, even by Pilate himself, the weakling. It's Jesus who hung on a cross for 6 hours, nails in hands and feet, crown of thorns, spear in the side, crying out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is our Jesus, the crucified one. He rose again on the third day. That's what he's done, conquered death. He ascended on high, sits at the right hand of the Father, will come again in glory. This is what Jesus has done. All you that would ask, what have you done, God? He has been our light and will be our light in the new church year too. He has been our good shepherd and will be our good shepherd throughout the new church year. He has been our lamb and will be our lamb in the new church year. He has been our light. He has been our Lord and will be our light and our Lord forevermore. He has been the way and will always be the way. He won't close off the way. He has been the truth and will always be the truth. It's always that way. He is the one who was, who is, and who is to come. That's our Jesus. Reader's Digest asked the question to people to fill in a blank, not a question, but fill in the blank. I am ready for blank. And people throughout answered that question. I am ready for what? What are you ready for? And people answered different ways. Someone said, I'm ready to do my laundry. Ha ha. Real deep person there. I am ready to forgive a friend. Now that's better. Be a forgiving person. Someone you need to forgive, make peace with. Don't wait around. The end's coming. Why are you fighting still? Make peace. I am ready to move out of the house. I hope my children are learning, my older children. I am ready to ask her. Isn't that sweet? What are you ready for? May we this last Sunday of the church year say, I am ready for the coming of my King. I am ready. I am ready for glory. I am ready for the gold streets. I am ready for the pearly gates. I am ready for a new body, a new home. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I am ready for the return of the King with angels and archangels and all the trumpets and all the company of heaven. I am ready for the return of Jesus. For he has kept me in the faith and will keep me in the faith. He loves me and forgives me. And now as I live on this earth in a new church here, if he doesn't come again or I don't die, I am ready to serve my King. I'm ready always to confess my sins to my King in humility. I'm ready to praise my King and worship my King and love my King and love his world and bear witness to the truth and die for the truth too. That's what I'm ready to do by the Holy Spirit. What have you done? What have we done? We've sinned. What has Jesus done? He's our Savior and always will be. Amen.